Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Growth Machine podcast. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today I have Vince Roberts with me. He is the head of growth at US Digital Partners. How are you doing, Vince?
I'm doing well, Shane. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. You know, love talking with all kinds of agency owners, and you guys own a pretty big agency, so it's exciting to chat with you, see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm excited to have a good conversation. I think we're going to get into some fun stuff today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to kind of let you describe what US Digital Partners does, because I think you're going to do a much better job than I.
For sure. Well, the brief synopsis, US Digital Partners, we've been around 23 odd years here in Cincinnati. We're a full service digital marketing firm, do everything from full website builds, web apps, to messaging, content, and then everything on the execution side, which is where we spend most of our time. So paid ads, SEO, video productions, copywriting, and now the big thing is AI optimization.
Got it. Sounds good. And what's that foray into AI optimization been like? I know it's a relatively new buzzword.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anybody who says they really know how to master AI is probably lying to you. It's evolving quickly. And what we can tell so far is it's really about content. So the good news is, you know, people are trying to figure out how do you hack the LinkedIn game, things like that. It's just about having good content. And, you know, if you think about AI, it's trying to replicate how a human thinks. And what does a human want? They want good content. They want real relevant information to the questions that they have. And that goes into kind of our growth strategy, which I know we're going to talk about later. But yeah, that's at least how we are thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just started posting content on my Instagram and my LinkedIn. I was like, you know, I'm recording all these podcasts, might as well put some stuff out there.
Yeah,
right?
So exactly.
I totally agree. And it's great. Like, you know, there are AI tools within Riverside, which we're recording on now, that help create these clips. And so something that, you know, you would usually need to hire a full time editor for to go through all these podcasts, like somebody can do very briefly, because when the AI spits it out, it's 90% done. And it's like, I feel bad for all editors out there that have to deal with that. But like, I think I heard this quote, and it was, AI isn't going to take over jobs. It's people who use AI are going to take over the jobs of people who don't. Right.
Yeah.
So
it's just going to allow us to be better at the work we do well. I was kind of a black pilled person for a while that AI was going to take every job, but you know, that's not the case. I don't think. I think humans are definitely going to be involved in the mix, and it's just going to make us better at what we already do.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I think the clients are really going to benefit from it, right? Because
100%.
Yeah, what we're seeing, or I guess we're seeing, what my prediction is that there's going to be this split in the future, right? And it's going to be really, because of AI, it's going to be really small agency teams who just leverage AI for everything they do, right? And then you're going to have these big, big, big agencies. Those big agencies are just going to be gobbling up all these little guys to create more expansive teams and stuff like that. I think the mid-sized agency is going to be, you know, less and less, what's the right word? It's going to be less and
relevant.
Less relevant. Yeah, relevant, yeah. I guess, as time goes on.
Yeah, no, I could see that panning out that way.
Yep, absolutely. You know, why don't we talk, you know, this is a growth conversation, right? So why don't we talk a little bit about, you know, what you guys are doing to scale the agency right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we're doing a lot of things. I was brought on a little over a year ago with the goal of kind of going to market and finding clients. So over the last year and a half, some of the exercises that we did as an agency, we had personas of who we wanted to go out and work with and who we liked working with. And we had general ideas of industries, but what we didn't know is more specifically the revenue ranges that we really liked to work with, who our favorite clients were, and just focusing on that. So we did an exercise when I first started, and we went through who are our favorite clients to work with and what are kind of the, you know, Venn diagram overlapping circles of those clients. And we've really found that those clients are in the 10 to 50 million revenue range. That being said, we worked with $1 billion clients like your Kroger's, Gorilla Glue's, things like that. But we found that those clients that we really loved working with, that we had a lot of control, they didn't treat us like a vendor. They treated us like a partner. There's a 10 to 50 million revenue space. And they were growth focused. They wanted to try new things. Those are the folks we had a lot of fun working with. And then part of that I've figured out over the last year is, we usually work with the head of marketing, the marketing manager, things like that, which is totally fine. We love working with those people. But the people who really need our help, almost on a fractional model of all of our services, are those business owners, those head of operations who don't know what to do next. They know they have a lot of things that they need to execute on. They need, better content on the website so they can feed that to AI. They need video productions. It's happening today. There's all these things that they have to do, and they don't have the team to do it, or the time, or the resources, so they think. And that's where we've kind of been able to fit that niche of, hey, we can execute all these things for about the cost of what it would take you as a business to hire, a full-time marketing person who's usually good at one or two things, where we have a team of, 23 people who can execute across all of the services that we offer, from web design to video to content, all that stuff.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. So it's these companies, right? So 10 to 50 million, that's a great ICP. Like within what industries would you say, or is it just kind of like anything within that range?
Yeah, so we're lucky that we've been around for a while and we've worked with almost every industry, but we have a big focus kind of industrial sector, construction, healthcare, professional services. The only one we joke about is we don't work with attorneys. But that history in our clientele, when people come to us, they're not coming to us as a vendor to say we want to do SEO. They're coming to us, they're buying into the brand of USDP, that we're the partner that can help them get to where they are. We say on our messaging, our home hero messaging is, we bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to be. We help you execute across all these things so that you can be graduating into that bigger company. And ultimately, I kind of hope our clients graduate from USDP and, end up hiring their own marketing team. Who knows, maybe in the future with AI, they won't need to do that as much. The fractional model might be even more advantageous for bigger organizations. That's kind of how I see the industry and the sector changing. This is a model that applies to almost any industry, because every industry, especially right now, is trying to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a huge difference between, selling to somebody who is doing 10 million plus dollars in revenue versus selling to someone who's doing under that, right? Like
Totally.
I kind of break things down. Like, there's the 0 to 1 million, 1 to 5, 5 to 10, and then 10 and up, right? They all need such different things. So what do you think, like, is the big selling point? Like what gets people on the hook the most in that 10 to 50 million dollar range?
Really, most times they're already looking for that partner, even if they don't know that they are. Like, we had a guy here in the office who, I approached because I saw they had no marketing person. He was active on LinkedIn, reached out to him, and it turned out, he wanted to grow, knows he needs to execute across all these different channels, and it was just looking for the right partner or deciding what to do. Like, do I hire a marketing person? Do I go? Because outside of the agency world, like, I'm not from an agency world background. Coming in, you don't really know the dynamics of, oh yeah, the head of marketing always hires an agency to build their website or do ads. I just assumed as an outsider, the company did that, the head of marketing did that. But that's not really how it works. And some business owners in that 10 million space, like, they've just bootstrapped this thing. They're the salesperson, it's founder-led sales. And then they get to this point where, hey, we're making 10 million, 50 million a year. We're in a great spot. What do I do next? What do I do to grow? So I think that internally, this is to what I was talking about earlier for AI and things like that, we've done the exercise of trying to answer all the questions that our potential clients will have. And this is an ongoing iterative process. There's a great book written by this guy, I forget his name, but the book's called They Ask, You Answer. And it's essentially, you're trying to figure out all the questions that your potential clients have and answering those questions so that before they even talk to a salesperson, or you as the agency owner, they have 99% of their questions answered. They know how much it's going to cost to work with you. They know the commitment. They know what you can do for them. And so really, it's just a question of, do we want to work together? And as we've pivoted towards that model, one, our success rate has gone up a ton, especially for websites. When somebody comes to us for a new website project, I'll send them, hey, here's our pricing guide. Take a look at it. Let me know, based on your qualifications, what you need to get done with this project. Where's your budget falling? And that's it. That's the budget. Okay, great. Let's go. And we, you know, our close ratio went from something like 30% to 60% with that change, just internally for websites. And that's not even talking about managed service agreements or anything else that we do. But yeah, shifting towards answering the questions of your clients has been one, an awesome process internally, but it's given us tons of content to put out to our email newsletter. It's helped our clients. And now we're, looking at this as a way to help our own clients. Like, look, we can help you build out this library of content and answers that AI is kind of forcing us into with this answer economy.
All right. So those companies that you are reaching out to, who are you're sending pricing to and everything, are those mostly referrals or how are you getting those conversations?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Historically, we've been mostly a referral-based company, and we are leaning into also being a referral-based company. That being said, there are specific ways you can go and find those clients, and that's something that I've been doing and trying to test how we can do that better. I come from a cold calling sales background, door to door. That's how I got, cut my teeth in sales. And there's great tools that you can use now. ZoomInfo, we use Seamless.ai. There's a bunch of them that you can get more information on the target that you want to go after. And then it's a mix of finding. So first, you got to find your ICP. So we know who that is now. It's that 10 to 50 million owner, founder, COO of those companies. And I look and say, you can do negative searches sometimes, like, do they have a marketing person? If they don't have a marketing person, those are the people I want to talk to on the phone. I want to connect with them on LinkedIn. I want to engage with that person. And this is also plays into a whole like LinkedIn evangelization strategy of just being active. People know you, they see you. So when you do reach out, one, you seem like a qualified person to talk to them. There's a ton of information about you out there on the web. Your website's killer and has a lot of answers that they can go to after the conversation. And the whole goal is, hey, let's grab a coffee, let's have a virtual call and just ask a lot of questions that hopefully identify the problem that they're having with, we're not growing. We have to execute across all these different things. I thought this was going to cost a lot more. And then the conversation usually shifts to, what would this look like to actually work with you? And then you got more leads in the funnel. And that's where we want to be as an agency. And we're starting to see that work really well. So yes, it's a man-heavy effort. There are, AI ways to do this with email outbound. We tested some of those strategies and just found that they didn't work for our clientele and who we want to work with. I get 60 AI emails a day. I don't open any of them. And I feel like most people are that way too. There's AI fatigue. We all know it's fake. People want real. They want real connection. They want real human interaction. So a real phone call stands out from the noise. And anybody in the cold calling world will tell you the same thing. And then, yeah, if you can get that face to face, you're going to close a lot more deals.
Absolutely. So it's a very personalized approach that you're using, right? So
It's personalized,
research.
but scalable.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, Vince, this has been great. Really appreciate it. One last question I always ask at the end of every podcast is, what would be your number one piece of advice for somebody who's trying to start a digital marketing agency?
Yeah, that's a great question, Shannon. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. I would say if you're trying to start an agency, so many other agencies are not answering the questions that the people that they want to work with have. So if you can just stand out and say, hey, this is how much it costs to work with us, this is what we can do. If you have, past examples to show, great. You don't need them because really people just want answers to their questions and they want to vet things themselves. So if you can do that and show what you're about, people are going to resonate with that, and I think you're going to have a lot of success.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense. All right, Vince. Well, again, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks, Shane. Appreciate it.